Hey everyone, welcome back to the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast, where we break down the news, nerd out on the details, and occasionally admit we still miss headphone jacks.
Speak for yourself, Alex. I haven't forgiven Apple for killing the MagSafe on MacBooks, but hey, at least they gave us a dynamic island? Anyway, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Alex. Today's episode is a big one. We're previewing Apple's WWDC 2026 keynote, which kicks off in just hours. Seriously, Jamie, this might be the most consequential Apple event since Apple decided to let us put widgets on the home screen?
Widgets. My poor iPhone 11 barely survived that. But this year, it's all about AI, right? Specifically, this whole Gemini-powered Siri thing. I saw that headline and thought, did Apple just outsource Siri's brain to Google?
Basically, yeah. Apple and Google announced in January that the next generation of Apple's AI, the so-called Apple Intelligence features, will be built on Google's Gemini models. It's wild. Apple's paying Google about $1 billion a year for a custom Gemini model with, get this, 1.2 trillion parameters.
1.2 trillion? That's like a trillion more than I have in my checking account. Okay, but what does that actually mean for us regular humans using Siri? Are we finally getting the super smart sci-fi assistant Apple's been promising since, what, 2011?
That's the hope. The new Siri is supposed to be way more conversational, more context-aware, and able to handle multiple commands at once. For example, you could say, text mom, then set a reminder to call her tomorrow, and also show me her last email, all in one go.
Wait, so Siri finally understands I have a mom and that I forget to call her? That's legit progress.
Right? And they're doing some clever stuff under the hood. For heavy-duty queries, Siri will actually send those to Google Cloud, where they run on super-fast NVIDIA Blackwell B200 GPUs. But for privacy, Apple's using this thing called confidential computing. Your data's encrypted, even while it's being processed.
So my text mom command isn't getting read by some Google engineer in Mountain View?
Exactly. Google doesn't get your data. The processing happens in a locked-down, hardware-encrypted environment. Plus, for lots of simpler requests, Siri will still run directly on your device using distilled, smaller versions of Gemini.
That's all pretty next level. But Alex, after years of Apple telling us privacy, 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 is anyone freaking out that Siri's brain is literally in Google's cloud now?
Oh, absolutely. There's been, let's call it, robust debate online. But Apple's making a big deal about the hybrid setup. Local for most things, cloud for the really hard stuff, and everything encrypted end-to-end. It's a pragmatic move. 2 years ago, Apple tried running this on their own servers, but it was too slow. So, speed wins this round.
Okay, so Gemini's running the show, but I heard something about extensions and being able to pick other AI models. Like, I could swap Siri's brain for ChatGPT or Claude?
You got it. iOS 27 introduces extensions, which lets you go into settings and choose which AI model powers features like Siri, writing tools, and that image playground thing. So, you'll be able to pick Gemini, OpenAI's ChatGPT, or Anthropic's Claude. And each model might even have its own voice, so you'll know who's answering.
So we're basically assembling an AI Avengers team on our phones. Hey Siri, assemble.
Exactly. It's a big shift from the walled garden days. For context, until now, ChatGPT was the only third-party AI Apple let into Siri, and only in a pretty limited way. Now it's a free-for-all, in a very Apple, we-control-the-settings menu kind of way.
I'm picturing a Siri that sounds like ChatGPT in the morning, switches to Gemini for lunch, and Claude for late-night existential crises.
If you want a different AI therapist for every hour, iOS 27's got you.
Speaking of iOS 27, besides this AI explosion, are there any other changes us non-AI-obsessed folks should care about?
Good news. iOS 27 is what they're calling a stability release. Think macOS Snow Leopard from back in the day. The focus is on bug fixes, performance, and battery life. So, less new shiny features, more hey, my phone stopped randomly crashing.
Ah, so no holographic emoji or time travel mode?
Sorry, Jamie, but they are adding some nice tweaks, like a system-wide slider to adjust the glass effect intensity, smarter Photos AI tools, and even support for AirPlay alternatives like Google Cast. EU regulations are finally making Apple play nice with other ecosystems.
Wait, I can cast from my iPhone to my old Chromecast? That's the real revolution right there.
Welcome to 2015, Apple style.
What about device compatibility? I saw some rumors that our beloved iPhone 11s might get cut off.
Yeah, this is the year Apple draws the line at the A14 chip. So iPhone 12 and up get iOS 27. The 11, 11 Pro, and 2nd Gen SE are probably out. We'll know for sure at the keynote, but might be time to start eyeing those trade-in deals.
Ugh, pour one out for my iPhone 11. You served me well, buddy.
King.
Real quick, macOS 27. Anything big there?
Possibly called Big Bear, which sounds like a flavor of energy drink. First macOS to require Apple Silicon, so Intel Macs are officially on the endangered species list. But Rosetta 2 sticks around a little longer for legacy apps.
And any new hardware today? New Macs? New iPads? An Apple Car, maybe?
Not this time. Tim Cook already hinted no new hardware until at least September. Blame the global chip crunch, and maybe the fact that today is Cook's last WWDC keynote as CEO. After this, John Ternus takes over, and Cook moves to executive chairman.
Wait, so this is Tim Cook's senior prom for keynotes? The end of an era!
Yeah, and honestly, what a mic drop. Here's Siri, rebuilt on Google's AI, running on NVIDIA chips. See ya! It's a wild way to go out.
So to sum up, new Siri powered by Google's Gemini, extensions let us pick our AI flavor, iOS 27 is mostly about stability, and Tim Cook is passing the torch. No hardware, but a boatload of software news.
That's the gist. We'll be live tweeting the keynote, and you can catch it yourself at 10 a.m. Pacific on Apple's site, YouTube, or the Apple TV app. Thanks for hanging out with us on this WWDC 2026 preview.
Don't forget to hit subscribe, leave us a review, and send us your wildest Siri fails. Maybe the new Gemini brain will finally stop her from calling my ex every time I ask for pizza.
Fingers crossed, Jamie. Thanks for listening to the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast. Catch you next time.